Welcome to the sweeping through May edition of the Blog Party for the week of May 18th, 2010. You know the three ways by now, of course, the link at the upper left, the iTunes feed, or the dedicated webpage at www.blogpartypodcast.com. We start this episode by congratulating Dan and Jordan, the team of brothers who are now $1 million richer by winning the 16th edition of The Amazing Race. The final three teams ended the race in San Francisco, California. Some of the cool challenges including a stop at LucasArts, where they competed in a Star Wars-based motion capture video game challenge that was geek-tastic. And Dan and Jordan took very good notes and prepped and planned for the Final Memory Challenge at the Great American Music Hall, which they completed with ease. But the drama didn't end at the finish line, which was at Candlestick Park. Brent and Kate, the Brain Trust, finished third. The lesbian couple, Carol and Brandy, still didn't forgive Brent and Kate for U-turning them in leg nine of the race, stating, quote, "You purposely whacked us," unquote. Kate was defiant and said, and I quote, "I said I was going to be the last woman standing, and I am," unquote. While this season wasn't the greatest in a while, let's hope they can regain the momentum next season. Over at the karaoke bar, American Idol is down to the final three, as Lee DeWise, Crystal Bowersox, and Casey James will be going back home this week. Michael Lynch is staying put and at home as he was eliminated. This week was movie week, and it was a horror show. It was painful to watch, and even more painful to hear the judges try to strain to say something nice to the contestants. Let's put the season out of its misery. It is getting harder and harder to care each week. Speaking of caring, you know that your show is in trouble when a fan survey is placed on your webpage. They did it with GSN and The Price is Right, and now Fremantle has a fan survey at AmericanIdol.com. The immediate link is here at http://vovici.com, that's vovici.com/wsb.dll/s/51b2g44g57, and yes, the link will be in the show notes. The survey has over 30 questions, including, tell us why you are watching American Idol less this year. It will be very interesting to see if they listen to the fans or not in season 10. Take the survey and make your voice heard. Daytime Emmy nominations are out, and they are for Best Game Show Host, Wayne Brady for Let's Make a Deal, very well deserved. Pat Sajak for Wheel of Fortune. Alex Trebek for Jeopardy. Ben Bailey for Cash Cab. And, in a bit of a surprise, Carney Wilson for GSN's The Newlywed Game. For Best Game Show, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, I believe this is the first nomination in the Drew Carey era, and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Good for all of them. I believe the nominees will see who wins on June 27th on CBS. This last story got to me in a big way. As you know, or may not know, I'm not only a writer and recapper for GSNN, Game Show News Net, I'm also a reader. So I was reading the recap of Deal or No Deal for Monday, May 10th, and I saw this note at the end of the recap from my friend and co-recapper, Gordon Pepper. Quote, "By the way, do these people look familiar? Well, they're the same people that were on January 25th and February 20th and April 26th. But none of these are repeats, which means that instead of getting a new set of 22 people each week, they just use the same people, which means that hundreds of people lost the opportunity to get on the show. I know it's not coming back for season 3, but that's a very lame way to be ending the show. Fortunately for the people who have been on the show for a month, they get 4 more chances this week." This makes me fume. I personally went on 2 auditions to try out for the show. Friends of mine, like Lee DeGeorge, and my friend Joe Melillo went to audition, and also Gordon as well. When I was at the New Jersey audition, there were over 5,000 people who showed up at a car dealership to audition. And how could these people and producers be so lazy? I could have found 78 extra players at a drop of a hat. That's, by the way, 3 weeks of contestants. Shame on NBC and the Deal or No Deal production staff for this boneheaded, lazy move. Quick hits time. The 24 man-hoes, I mean suitors, for Ali Fedotovsky are introduced for the new season of The Bachelorette. Niecy Nash is out of Dancing with the Stars. Betty White's appearance on Saturday Night Live, which was incredibly funny, was the highest-rated episode of Saturday Night Live in 18 months. Monty Hall lends his face to a consumer protection program in his home province of Winnipeg. Family Feud will be taping season 12 in Orlando. Tape dates start July 10th. Iman is going to co-host with Isaac Mizrahi on season 2 of the fashion show on Bravo. This coming week will be the fall upfronts for all major networks, and next week's Block Party will cover what it means for us game show and reality show fans. Wayne Brady, however, may have cost himself the Daytime Emmy we spoke about earlier with this quote he made in a recent interview. Quote, "To be honest, I have no desire to turn into the king of game shows. I consider myself an actor foremost and a writer and singer, and I still tour and do Broadway shows." He was rumored to have had the gigs for Price is Right and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but turned them both down. This next one's interesting. Trifecta Entertainment and Mark Burnett are teaming up for a daytime syndicated strip version of American Idol called One in a Million for fall 2011. The concept? Each day, the half-hour strip will pit four contestants against each other in a singing competition. Each day's winner, which will be decided by three judges, will go on to a Friday competition where a weekly winner will be determined. Each month, the weekly winners will go on to a semifinal competition. One winner from that group will go on to the finals, which will air the last week of the 33-week season. The show's overall winner, which will be determined on the season's final Friday, will take home $1 million. Not bad. But the quote of the story is from Hank Cohen, CEO of Trifecta Entertainment. Quote, "We're not necessarily looking for the next great recording star. We're looking for the next great story," unquote. You can make of that what you will. Controversy in Australia on the show MasterChef, which is rumored to be here on Fox sometime soon. It erupted after viewers felt that the flawless caramel parfait glacé dessert one of the contestants, Callum Han, 20, had created and presented to the judges looked different to the version seen by viewers just moments earlier, that one being cracked and broken on the edges. What viewers didn't know was that Han was allowed to replate the dessert off-screen. Australian newspaper The Sunday Telegraph noticed the difference and questioned the show's producers, who were adamant Han used the original mixture to create the dish despite there being color differences on screen. The producers did, though, admit that TV trickery was sometimes used in the series and that dishes were sometimes replated, but insisted it was rare and used when the contestants had dishes that had ice cream, sorbets, and sauces as their main ingredients, which they said deteriorated under studio lighting. Yay, you guys got caught. Sorry. Season 4 of GSN's hit Catch-21 is casting. Ladies Home Journal is partnering with The Newlywed Game with a Can This Marriage Be Saved week of questions during May. CBS orders a pilot with Emeril Lagasse for a cooking show. The new chef testants for Hell's Kitchen are announced. And in the Life Imitates Art department, Nadia Suleiman, a.k.a. the Octomom, plays a woman giving birth on MTV's wacky game show Silent Library. Well, that's all for this time around. This is Jason Block reminding you. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/beattheblock. And for the Block Party podcast, I'm reminding you, as always, don't just play fair, play to win. The Block Party podcast is a production of GameshowNewsNet.com, copyright 2009. My recording engineer is Ivy Reisner. The opinions expressed in the Block Party podcast do not necessarily reflect those opinions held by GameshowNewsNet.com as a whole. Some of the music provided for today's podcast was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.